Hey guys, once again we are back. It is Jen
and Carrie
and
Barry.
Hey, got an extra add-on here today, which is pretty cool. We're using the old studio, which means the cat is around. So yeah, just be forewarned.
And I would say this is the power three.
That's it.
By the power of three times three.
Yep.
Oh yeah. But yeah, we are back again, and we must, I think Carrie and I both screwed up, but I think it was more Carrie than me, but sorry, baby.
Most certainly.
Last week's episode was 56, not 55, so we are now on episode 57.
Yep, let it be known, it's 57.
57, we are getting there, guys, plowing right on through.
Yep.
And before we get started, of course, we want to touch on the Piddle Baby, which there's nothing to report. Absolutely nothing. We know the child is living outside of its mother. That is it. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We don't know how many there were. We don't know the precise birth date of the child.
Right.
You know,
we're pretty sure it's one child, right?
Right. We're fairly certain it's only one child.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, nothing is absolutely certain until you're dead, and even then, I'm sure God negotiates.
Well, and you got Loki involved.
So absolutely.
We suspect the baby's a little over a month old now.
Right, yeah. September 25th, 24th, 25th, somewhere around in there.
Okay, so as far back as September, okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, baby
IT
was
news
born
in October, but...
Was it September or October?
Well, all the news reports say, like, you know, they reported, and it's the 26th, 27th of October.
Okay, so I'm sorry, 24th, 25th of October.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Not September. But yeah, so, yeah, we know the child is here, but that's all we know. And yes, it is their right to keep their personal life, well, I don't know, personal, but, you know, it is well within their rights, and we all need to respect that. So, you know, let's not go jumping fences and peeking in windows and, you know, trying to figure out what's going on if you guys live over in England. You know, you may see them out and about. If you do, hey, give us a call. You know, let us know. We'd love to hear it. But other than that, come on, guys. Give them their privacy, their new parents. They're either about to be or have already been married. That is still a question because the whole secrecy thing is, wow, huge. But, you know, they're in love. They're new parents. They're dealing with all kinds of stuff. Leave them be. Let them have their privacy.
Of course.
But we still want to know.
Of course.
We just don't want to know badly enough to you know, bust in and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. We want them to tell us.
Well, not us.
Well.
No, we don't.
Well, yeah. Oh, others. I'd love if they'd tell us. Yeah, come knock on my door and tell me. That'd be great. That would be wonderful. Call up, you know, get the number to the podcast, be like, hey, by the way, yeah, this is Tom. Okay, what you want, Tom?
Yeah.
I could just see that. Woo. Yeah, y'all would be picking me up off the floor. It would be great, though. And debt news.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Helena Bonham Carter made a statement. Now, J.K. Rowling wants Johnny Depp back as Grindelwald. She wants him back. The fans want him back. Disney, not so much.
Really?
Or who is it that produces the Harry Potter's Fox, isn't it?
It's Warner Brothers.
Warner
Brothers,
yeah.
By,
yeah.
You know,
Century
Discovery
21.
And all
yeah.
those people now.
But anyway, the producers of the show don't want him back. However, Rowling does, and so do the fans. Helena Bonham Carter stepped up and made a statement agreeing with Rowling and, you know, with the fans, and Johnny has been exonerated. It's time to let this go and let the man do what he does.
I can't see them doing that. That'd be such a weird thing, especially since Mads didn't do anything wrong with the role. I mean,
Mads is ready to give up the role. He's already told everybody if Johnny wants it back, it's his.
It's just so weird, though, to have one actor, then another actor.
No, it's not. How many series have done exactly the same thing?
How many? I don't think there's that many.
Oh, yes. A bunch.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like it'd be the optics of it would seem weird.
Yeah, right. The optics. Exactly.
No, we would all recognize, and, you know, they may go as far as to remake the one that Mads was in.
Oh, no. Nah.
I can see it. Johnny's fans would dig it. But Mads was great, man. I mean, there's no faulting him at all.
He's arguably a better actor.
Yeah, you're going a little far there. I wouldn't say better. He's a different sort of actor.
In the role, he did fantastic.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah, he was really great.
You need
great.
To speak up. I'm barely picking you up at all.
Okay.
So you need to speak up. Sorry. Trying to get Barry to raise his voice a little bit. Can't.
Get closer, Barry.
Yeah, not catching him very well on the audio. But yeah, Mads was impressive, and he's impressive in pretty much any role that he's in. But Johnny basically gave birth to Grindelwald as far as the character, the appearance, the tonality, I guess. That was all Johnny. And the only reason that he did not make this latest movie is because of the trial and the Amber Heard nonsense. I will say that again. Amber Heard nonsense that she put him through. So, you know, it's not like he lost the role for any legitimate reason. He didn't do anything wrong either. So I don't see the issue with him stepping back into the role that he never should have lost to begin with.
Well, you know, he'll be stepping into a role that, and this is possibly controversial to say, but at this point, you know, another Fantastic Beast movie. Does anybody really, I mean, it's pretty much just kind of a routine franchise at this point.
Absolutely.
You know?
They're trying to make it as big as Harry Potter, and it's just not.
No, and you know, if Johnny wouldn't refuse it.
What's that? What was that? Harry?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if Johnny wanted to refuse this role, it wouldn't hurt his career. He would probably step up to some other roles. You know, we're talking about the Beetlejuice movie coming up, or hell, anything, frankly. That being said, you know, the Harry Potter, you know, franchise, the Fantastic Beasts, it's almost kind of run its course. You
agreed.
Know, if they want to just keep on putting out franchise movies for a buck, I suppose they could, but Johnny can skip this. Frankly, Mads could skip this.
Absolutely.
They're not that great. And it's really run out of steam.
Now, the first few were really good.
I thought the first and the third ones were really good. The second one was definitely a step back.
Yeah. You know, they'll take like two steps forward, one step back.
Now, see, I've not seen the latest one. So I've not seen the one that Mads is in.
It's really
I've seen the previews. I've seen the, you know, the still shots and things like that. And he looks fantastic. But I've not seen the movie. I mean, at this point, I really just don't have time.
You know, I would say that Depp could possibly consider Pirates of the Caribbean, and unless they come up with something that defies the formula and just blows away what they've done before, he could probably skip this too.
Oh, man. Pirates of the Caribbean is dead unless they come up with something absolutely jaw-droppingly spectacular is the only way that they are going to resurrect Pirates, because the last movie was so bad. There were people walking out of the theater halfway through it.
Yeah.
I've seen it four times. I still can't tell you how it ends.
if they wanted to kind of milk it and get that one last great cash grab, they could wrap it up right here with the next movie, bring in Johnny. He'll kind of give it the extra leverage, and he gets to walk away. They end up getting
making a buck or two.
Yeah, you know, and everybody's happy.
Only if it's a decent movie, though. Here lately, they have not been. Since the third one, they have not been.
And that'll be up to Disney and the writers.
Yeah, and Disney's been letting them release some really awful freaking Pirates movies. I mean, the first three were great. There was a storyline that connected all three of them. It was very cool. You know, it was mellow. It was nice. They all worked together.
Yeah. I actually think the fourth one,
the fourth one sucked.
The one with the mermaids is actually better than three to me.
Okay.
Three, there's not enough Johnny. It's just way too much of a Swan, and it's like nobody came to those movies to see Elizabeth.
Well, but the problem is she's a main part of the
plot. You can't make the movie about her, and that's what they tried to do. The third one to me was,
It's like making a series of James Bond movies, and then all of a sudden you're going to go over to Moneypenny.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing about it is, the reason I like three so much is it because it truly showed Johnny's character more than any other Pirates movie. He didn't take the shot that he could have taken. He did not get that. He did not stab the heart and enable himself to live forever. He gave gift to what's his name? The character.
Oh, yeah. I know who he's talking about.
He gave it away.
Yeah.
And he gave it away because he could not bear to allow his death. And it shows his character more precisely than any of the other Pirates movies from my point of view.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I really like the third. But yet and still, the first three were great. The fourth one was okay as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, the fifth one is a horrible movie.
But no. Let's just not.
Yeah, even and I know we like Johnny, but even Johnny was not good in the fifth one.
Johnny was, how do you put it, Carrie? He phoned in his
performance. Yeah, he was dialing it in.
Yeah.
Yep, he was dialing it in.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely scenes in that movie where it's like, you could tell, I don't think he wanted to be there.
He didn't. He hated that movie. It was awful.
Yeah.
But, however, the computer-generated de-aging process.
Yeah.
Wow, is all I gotta say. That movie, that's the only reason it was worth anything at all, was to showcase these computer graphics artists' work.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
And it was amazing. I mean, the computer-generated young Johnny, classic. But I did notice that
they
took...
That was fan service, though.
Well, I did notice, though, they took a lot of the images from the movie The Brave.
Really?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So there is that. But anyway, it's just nice to see where you're hearing all this, oh, these people are dropping Johnny. These people don't believe in him. These people are... There are a few that are still stepping up and going, hey.
Yeah.
You know, he won the court case. He won the battle. Come on, you know, let bygones be bygones and let it go. Because so many people need to do just that. Let it go.
I think I would rather just see him do some new stuff.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes, just some new stuff.
That
just
would be great.
Let's do the reinvention.
But yeah, on a totally unrelated note, one of my children is listening to the audiobooks of the Wheel of Time series. She totally agrees with me that crap that they've got on TV now, it's a series that's similar to with the same characters of Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time. It is not Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time. Enough said.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I was like, I wonder if there's any good books that I've read lately that I could see Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston in. know, if they turned them into movies. So that,
yeah,
you know, the way my brain works, it led me directly to Wheel of Time. Yeah. So.
Okay.
But yeah. Blood and Chocolate, if they hadn't already made that one into a movie, which they have, unfortunately. I could see Depp and Hiddleston being in that one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, this is just totally out of the blue, but you mentioned both their names together. How would you feel about, and would you be excited by this, a movie where Hiddleston and Depp played lovers?
Ooh! Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you know. Oh, yeah. Me and every other female on the planet.
Plus 10% of men.
And, well, more than that.
At least, yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely. Oh, that, yeah. I can't see Johnny ever playing a role like that.
Yeah.
Not saying that he wouldn't play, you know, a gay man or anything, because he's done that before. I can't see him taking a male lover on screen.
Yeah.
I just can't see it.
I can see Hiddleston doing it, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything for the art.
Yeah.
And I still say
I would wonder if it's a period piece. Only if it's a period piece.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, both of them got dressed in the Victorian kind
of
stuff.
Oh, God, the images.
Right,
stop.
Right.
Oh, stop it, guys. Y'all are killing me. You know my mind is very visual. Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow. The images. Thanks, guys, for another night I won't sleep.
You bet.
Ass. All right. So let's get into it. We were discussing asses, by the way. And I do believe, and I tried to find the image. I tried to find if there was any other movies where this happens. I do believe I'm correct in saying, I believe the movie we're about to talk about is the only movie that Johnny Depp literally shows his ass. Anybody who's seen it knows the movie I'm talking about already. 1985? 1985?
Yeah, it was 85. Yep,
1985's Private Resort. Now, yes, it was an embarrassment to the main characters. This is Johnny's second movie. It is the first movie where he receives top billing. However, when I watched the movie, it was really more about Morrow than it was about Jeff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really cute, funny, totally 80s movie.
Yeah. It was an 80s sex hijinks movie.
And there were so many of them, and pretty much if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Oh, yeah. There is actually on Amazon a 8-pack DVD of, it's like Private Resort. I mean, guys, you know, we knew these movies.
Yeah.
From back in the 80s, they were like sex comedies, and the comedy wasn't that great. Great tits. Lots of great tits. That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and one pair of tits that you got to see, you were not supposed to be able to see because it was in her contract that the only thing she would show was her butt.
A what?
And that would be... Hang on, let me find it. You know how I am with my notes. Okay, and it disappeared. I know I have it here somewhere. All right, okay, here we go. Leslie Easterbrook.
Yeah.
That's the big bitch from Police Academy, right?
Yes. Right.
Sorry.
The big bitch.
Hey, she's a big bitch. She is not as big as DeBakey, but she's a big bitch. DeBakey's 6'3".
Wow.
However, Bridget Nielsen would probably dwarf both of them.
You think? I didn't think she was that big.
Yeah, she played Sergeant Callahan.
Well, yeah.
Sergeant Callahan. The Police Academy movies.
Yeah. But yeah, Leslie Easterbrook had it in her contract to only show her ass in this film. The producers, however, talked her into wearing a sheer negligee that you see straight through under the bright lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
And if you don't mind my saying, you know, people of a certain age remember her from before that. She was a semi-regular on Laverne and Shirley.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, she was Rhonda.
That's right. I could not remember the character's name, but yeah.
Yeah, we had Laverne, Shirley, Carmine. Rhonda. Gary Marshall was doing Happy Days. He was doing Laverne, right. Shirley.
Later, and there was a lot of crossovers Chachi. With those. What wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Laverne and Shirley was one of my absolute favorites to watch. That and, let's see, that, oh, what's that? Moving on up to the east side.
The Jeffersons?
Jeffersons, thank you. And Sanford and Son. And they all came on in a row on CBS. Because you had Alice.
Yes.
Then you had...
It's My Grits.
You had, yeah. No, not God. Alice. What was the name of this? There was another show, and then there was Laverne and Shirley.
My Grits.
Yeah. Alice. It was Alice.
Mel Steiner, Alice.
Yeah, it was Alice. Okay. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Alice. One day at a time.
No, Alice. Okay. At the restaurant with...
Yeah, that was Alice,
yeah. Yeah, so you had Alice, Laverne, and Shirley, Steiner. Then you had the Jeffersons, and then you had Sanford and Son, all in a row. And then after that was Andy Griffith's show, and then you had 5:30 News.
Wow, okay.
Sorry, I only got two channels at home.
Yeah.
The other one was PBS. So don't ask. Which one do you think I watched?
Yeah.
The only place we could watch Doctor Who.
Oh. Yeah, my sister loved Doctor Who. I never got into it.
Doctor Who's awesome.
Never got into it. Probably because my sister was into it. But you know, things have gotten better. And speaking of my sister, I'd like to... number one, give her a shout out. She'll probably never hear it, but hey. And Duran Duran is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame this year.
What?
So shout out to you guys.
Okay.
Peace and love. We love you. That's why you're there. Yeah. But yeah, they're being inducted, and there is a Life magazine tribute out there. If you guys want to go pick it up, showcasing everything from early 80s on.
Wow.
With Duran Duran.
With Duran Duran, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Everything Duran Duran from the early 80s on. How about that?
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. We could all do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, if they were going to make a Simon Le Bon film.
Oh, God, no.
Which of our guys would do a better Simon?
A better Simon?
Yeah.
Hiddleston.
I think I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's Hiddleston.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know what, Barry? That is a fantastic... question.
Depp would make a better Andy.
Yeah.
Andy Taylor, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the instrumentalist, you know, where the front man, you know, is definitely the, you have to have an Englishman do it.
Right.
Yep, Depp would.
Hiddleston would have the beautiful hair, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which Simon still has. They are still beautiful. Yeah. How are they in, as old as they are and still so damn gorgeous?
They bathe in the blood of virgins like all of the rest of them do.
Well, I guess I'm safe then. Although Depp is definitely showing his age recently.
He has. But I think shaving the facial hair shows his age a lot.
I think he needs to grow it back.
I do too.
However, I do believe, I think, I may be mistaken. If I'm wrong, please don't shoot me. I swear to God, it looks like he's had a facelift.
Yeah, It's so hard for me to tell because he looks so different with the facial hair gone. It's hard for me to tell.
The skin looks stretched.
Yeah.
To me, it looks puffy. He looks like a guy that might be in a, he's drying out.
Well, let's hope.
And, the natural fluids are, if you will,
right.
coming to bear, and he's certainly got to be thinking about his health at this point. If it weren't for everybody talking about, his drug problems, his health problems, that sort of thing, and it coming to the limelight and being very obvious to him now, even if he was kind of denying it, he's not getting any younger.
Well, and he's not getting any better.
He may well have, a handler that's been with him for years that's saying, look, you've got to kind of get back to what the human body requires.
Right. Well,
so I worry about Johnny Depp's health.
I do,
frankly.
Too.
Yeah. And we talk about him working and he's going to do this next big project. But if he's not taking care of himself, especially after obviously almost decades of.
Not almost. Decade after decade after decade of self-abuse and.
Yeah. He's kind of Hugh Hefnered himself, through this. Well, yeah, I'm wino forever, so, it's excusable, and I'm an artist.
And that's that makes it okay, but the thing about it is, when he dies, nothing is going to make it okay. Nothing is going to make it acceptable. Going to make it all right.
Many smart and wise men die young.
Oh, yeah.
Realizing this, and still they die.
Uh-huh.
I would hope that he's, reevaluated and.
Oh, you and me both.
Doesn't it look like Val Kilmer?
Oh, I have not had my dream in about 8 months.
Which one?
The Johnny Depp dream.
Yeah, I remember about that. Okay.
Yeah, I have night terrors, and I used to have a dream that Depp died in a car accident. He was drunk. And stoned and high, and got in the car and drove and ended up plowing into a family of four. I haven't had that dream in about 8 months now.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that means things are getting better or I'm getting better. One of the two.
We could juxtapose that with Private Resort, where you're talking about towards the end of his life. We can talk about the beginning of his career.
Let's do that. He was so embarrassed by this movie after it finally premiered that he and Rob Morrow together, they swore a pact to track down and destroy every copy of this movie ever made.
I keep thinking of I'll Be There by the Jacksons and Michael Jackson. You and I make a pact.
Yep. But see, the thing about it is, Johnny, honey, and Rob too, guys, everybody does things they regret when they're young.
I dare say that Rob Morrow ended up having a pretty good career. After
he
this
did.
Movie. It got him paid, it got him exposure, and he was on Northern Exposure.
Oh, yes, he was. I loved him on Northern Exposure. But see, he played the good guy in this. He played the good guy in Private Resort.
He was the doctor that was in the Alaskan town. Right, right.
Right, but no, I mean in Private Resort. He was the good guy. He was the one trying to date the waitress.
Gotcha.
He wasn't the one horn-dogging all the rich chicks,
Although he had a nude scene too.
Yes, he did. But he wasn't Johnny Depp's character. Jack was the one who was out to get laid by as many different women as possible.
So, are there only two characters that Depp has played where he's Jack?
As far as I know, that is also a yes. I've actually checked that out too. I can't find another character named Jack that Johnny Depp has played.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, I have not seen all of his movies. So.
Has Hiddleston ever played a Jack?
Now that is a question. I can see what I can find out. Let's see. But while I'm doing that, all right, what was your favorite scene, Carrie?
There were a couple of fantastic chase scenes. Let's face it, there was, you know what, Private Resort was not a great movie. You know,
no.
Those movies were kind of trash or whatever, I guess. Yes, they were trash. But Private Resort had a whole lot going on, a whole lot of action. And these guys were pretty physical in the movie. And, them finally kind of towards the end meeting the maestro, Hector Alonso, who is another fantastic actor in this movie.
Yes, he is.
Everything. Everybody remembers him from Pretty Woman, and he was the
concierge.
Yeah.
He was the concierge. But, yeah, I love him in any and everything that he does, and he he is a true character actor.
Yeah.
You know.
He is that one of those, hey, it's that guy.
It's that guy.
Elevating himself all the way to the top.
Right. But yeah, I mean, he's absolutely amazing.
And his scenes in Private Resort, fantastic. You know, he was a struggling actor. A lot of these people weren't known.
Right, until this movie.
It was just another sex comedy. Yeah, and it had a pretty impressive cast, as it would turn out later.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely did. Oh, guess who else is in this movie? He is credited with the name Andrew Clay.
Yeah, right.
Andrew Dice Clay, the comedian, is also in this movie. And
that absolute schmuck.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Kurt was a schmuck.
He was, too. He was awful. Well, then, you have to send me that. Barry just showed me a image of, quote, Tom Hiddleston's godly penis. So,
check the sources.
Yeah, after that one, finding out that one image was fake.
I mean, are we sure that's the penis?
Well, it's not actually his penis. It's just the,
He's wearing, like, a little robe type thing, but it's somewhat transparent, so you can see, like, the shape through it.
Like, outline, right?
Right.
Ah! Nope. Victoria Cross Heroes. He plays Captain Jack Randall. Mm. So, Hiddleston does have a character by the name of Jack.
All right, so what this means, guys, is you're going to have a future episode where you compare their jacks, and it's going to be called The Jack-Off.
2023 Jack-Off.
That's right.
Oh, that's all right. We're already going to post on the blog whose ass is this anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I've got all these pictures of celebrities' asses.
Yeah.
I'm going to post them and be like, everybody guess. Whose ass is this anyway? So, of course, you know, Hiddleston, he has no problem showing his ass. But some of the pictures I've got are from leaked camera, you know, hacked camera footage
right.
And stuff like that. So that's going to be fun. But I don't have as many as I thought I did. We're only going to be able to do about 3-4 blog posts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That won't be the end of it.
Never.
No.
I will always be on the hunt for the perfect ass. Hey, you know, we could always get real creative and have people submit their own celebrity ass photos.
Like their own ass photos. That's asking for a lot of trouble.
No. Celebrity. I'm not interested in anybody else's asses. If they're not on the big screen, I don't want to see them on the small screen. Okay? What do you think, Carrie?
I would have them sign maybe with a digital signature that this is cleared and that sort of thing.
I'm still hung up on the Jack-Off 2020.
Yeah, you know, we've got it. Yeah. If you're just talking like films where women and some men can just rub one off and what's the best one, I would actually like to see that as a poll.
I bet you would like to see that. Oh, you had more to say.
That's a
okay.
poll. All right, whatever. P-O-L-L.
Oh, yeah, but that's, you know, there's all kinds of interesting things we can do with that information.
Yeah.
Oh. But, yeah,
anyway,
Rock Morrow,
yeah.
actually. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about the time that this came out, and it was a sex comedy, and it was the time where we were talking about movies like Private School. It was another private.
Actually, yeah. That movie is related to this one.
Yeah, yeah, it's the
there
the
are three.
Trilogy.
This is the last movie in a trilogy.
Yeah, but, you know, they had
yes.
Screwballs and Losing It and Hard Body.
Right, right.
And, you know, kind of, yeah, Where the Boys Are.
Do you remember, Carrie, do you remember Hot Dog the movie?
Oh, right. Yeah, on the ski resort.
Yes. Classic.
Yeah, right. You know, and that was another one.
Yeah.
You know, a ton of these movies were coming out at this time, and I think that that's
oh, yeah.
really important when we talk about the film. I don't know what it is, but these were, you know, they came out in theatrical release before they came out on HBO, and people would actually be like, you know what? I want to see a movie like Screwballs and pay, you know,
yeah.
that amount of money. I want to get some popcorn. Maybe I'm taking a date. And who are you? You're taking a date. I hope this is actually, we made it have some babies, you know, that were, but you know,
yeah.
this was that kind of rash of films. And Johnny, Rob Morrow, they ended up, you know, getting in there because it was the 80s and people
and
were trying to make a name for themselves.
And quite a few members of the Brat Pack as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So where does this fit into Dips? I mean, obviously
it is
after...
his second film.
Okay. Is it before Jump Street?
It is his second film. And this is before Jump Street, yes.
Okay.
It was
though, like, very closely.
And I don't know any other actor that has only done one bit part in a movie and then automatically, boom, his next film, he's a headliner.
Yeah.
That was that. This is also Rob Morrow's first headlining film. So the two of them together, you know. But, yeah, Morrow's character was much, much more likable than Depp's character.
Yeah.
Depp's character
was
a little pompous ass.
Yeah, yeah.
No pun intended.
He was the troubled pretty boy or trouble. Pretty boy.
Trouble. He was trouble with a capital
T. Yeah, right, right. Morrow was kind of like the, you know, oh, he's kind of a nice guy, just looking to kind of score, whereas, you know.
But I have to say that it actually did have somewhat of a plot, which was kind of cool, because a lot of them just don't. But the inclusion of the jewel thief and the...
Yeah.
You know, the final scene at the end, that was one of my favorite
Maestro,
scenes.
Maestro, right.
Where Maestro shoots and knocks the kid off the balcony.
Yeah,
and
there was some action.
And the waitress runs up, oh my God, I'm so sorry, are you okay? And he opens his eyes and goes, I love you. I was like, oh, okay, that's just cute. He's just gotten shot, fallen off a balcony, and the first thing he says to the woman who is about to ditch him because she thinks he slept with somebody else is, I love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole scene was amazing. It was very, very well done. And yeah, there was a lot of action in this film.
Yeah, it was a little more physical.
That was. Nothing, of course, compared to like the MCU movies, but I still wonder if they had some type of training program they had to go through in order to be physically fit, in shape enough to do some of the things that they do.
Yeah.
Which is something else I could not find any information. If the movie was made before like 2000, not a lot of information on the net. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
So, because I spent all day looking for stuff. I really did.
You know, that being said, watching the movie, it wasn't that great. It really wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even that great in the rankings of other sex-fueled movies of the 80s.
Right, you know. You would probably say it's a little lower.
Oh, quite a bit lower, yeah.
You know, we did not know who Depp was, and, you know, he was a great face.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, but when it comes down to it, maybe they ended up, you know, making this movie with all this other, you know, slew of 86 comedies, and it paved the way for American Pie, you know, and movies like that. In which case, I really just want to punch both these guys in the face.
Yeah, that's not a good idea, dear.
You know, that being said, a little later on, Benny and June, Who's Eating Gilbert
Grape? Yes.
You know, we would be celebrating, you know, this actor, and he talking to Morrow saying, we have got to destroy any copies of this film. These guys were what they called starving artists.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, they were just taking the job, and I think that we can all kind of understand that they had to do this.
Oh, please. Every single one. If you have ever had to worry about paying your own bills, you have had to do things you really kind of didn't want to have to do in order to pay those bills. So, yeah, we've all been there.
Well, Barry and Jen, can I posit this to you and get your thoughts on it? Mm-hmm. It seems like Johnny had to really, you know, he was actually pretty lucky as far as 80s American actors go, where he had to do maybe a couple of roles that were like, you know, like Private Resort. And he ended up, you know, coming out on top and doing fantastic Oscar-nominated roles.
Right.
It seems like Hiddleston never had to go through what Depp had to go through.
He did not.
Yeah.
You know, he was trained classically, and it all kind of fell into Hiddleston's lap.
Actually, no. The training is a big part of the difference. Johnny Depp went to a 6-week film school, a 6-week acting class. That's it. Okay, Hiddleston was trained from a young age how to take on these different roles, how to become different people, how to deal with the different characters, how, you know, he was trained from a very young age how to be an actor. Depp taught himself, basically. So, a lot of that has trial and error. You know, this works, that doesn't. So, yeah, there's going to be several things that he, you know, several roles he took that now he looks back going, God, I wish I had never done that. But the fact is, if he hadn't done it, we wouldn't know his name now.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, what you lose on the swings, you gain on the roundabouts, whatever. It's going to come back around. But, it's an embarrassing movie. Yeah, I can understand why they want to get rid of all the copies that have ever been produced. But at the same time, from this movie, I'm going to double check because I want to be sure. Definitely want to make sure that I am giving accurate information. If I'm remembering correctly, Johnny Depp went from Private Resort straight into this little war movie called Platoon.
Oh, jeez. Now you got to get Oliver Stone involved.
So, you know,
which I'm going to fanboy over.
But if I'm not mistaken, that's, I'm checking it right now. I want to make sure.
One of the best ensemble casts ever.
Oh, absolutely. You had all kinds of people. I do believe
we should do an episode on Platoon.
Yes,
sometime.
I was correct. Platoon was his third movie, done in 1986, which means it was filmed in 1985.
Good Lord.
And it was the movie directly after Private Resort. So,
wow.
And looking at his list of, you know, his filmography. Private Resort is like the only movie that I could even imagine him being, you know, embarrassed about. Every other movie on this list is just, now there are a few that I don't like. Nick of Time. I hated that movie. I do not like, because it was, what's it called when they film it as if it was actually happening, time-wise?
It's like, they filmed it in chronological order.
No,
so
no, it's, it,
yeah, real time.
It's real time, that's it. Yeah. It's supposedly real time. It is 2 hours out of this man's life.
Right.
And you see every tiny, minute detail, every little thing that he does within these 2 hours is what's on that film.
Right.
Okay, no. I get it. I understand the importance of films that do that, but no.
Yeah.
I hated that movie. But, you know, it was a good... He was amazing. As far as his role in the movie, right. He was great. So, there are a couple of movies that I didn't like, but every other movie on his filmography are movies that anybody should be proud to stand up and say, oh yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Right.
So Private Resort would have to be, that would have to be his one blemish.
Mm-hmm. And that's very slight.
And the fact that he only has one.
Now, I've never seen The Libertines.
Oh, I have.
I've heard that's a bad movie.
Oh, no. No, no. It'll break your heart. You will sit there and cry. Oh,
I'll
my
actually
God.
Do the middle of the road on it.
I loved that. I hated it, but I loved it.
I liked it as well as I liked From Hell.
Now, see, I loved From Hell.
I like From Hell.
I thought From Hell was amazing.
Well, you would probably, it has a lot of the feel.
Yeah, you're right, it does.
It is the same period.
It definitely
does.
The
same pacing, the same almost cinematography.
Yeah. But yeah, I loved The Libertine. It made me cry, yeah. It broke my heart.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really did like it. It was poignant.
Right.
I liked it a lot.
It wasn't my favorite, you know, Johnny Depp movie, but...
Okay, well, you like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, so...
Yeah, that was in my top three.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not my top one. My top one is still Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That is a good
one. And it's definitely not... Edward Scissorhands.
Don't diss Edward. Do not diss Edward. I have him on my arm, you know. Yeah. Make me have to hurt you. Get my own pair of scissors out after you.
We were all sitting around Thanksgiving watching it, and everybody thought it was a great movie, and my daughter hadn't seen it. And a friend of mine that was watching it hadn't seen it. They were like, oh my God, that ending is awful. And it's not because he had to die or whatever, but the whole, oh, he's still cutting, you know, into the ice and it's making it snow. We're like, what, why?
Because he's still in love with her.
Yeah.
Duh. He's remembering the little time they had together. Duh. Do you not have a romantic bone in your body?
But, you know, it doesn't make snow. Jesus Christ.
Have you ever carved ice?
You know, he's not Obi-Wan Kenobi where he dies and gets more powers. That was kind of where we were going.
No,
you know, now that he's dead, you strike me down and I only get stronger.
He doesn't die, though. He's a robot. He doesn't die.
Oh. Actually, that does make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, is he's still young and beautiful, yeah. and she is old, and, you know, she's, yeah. That's the whole reason she won't go and find him. You all right?
Yep. Milo's extra sweet tea. By the way, people, do not do the purple top extra sweet tea. God.
Is it that bad? Wow, I guess it is.
It's
you're choking on it.
Yeah, it doesn't even taste natural.
It's not, honey. It's sugar.
Yeah, it's definitely sugar. Yeah. Anyway, pardon me.
Basically, they just kind of waved the tea bag over it and, like, the tea bag and the sugar kissed, and then they threw the water on the sugar and sent it out to you. You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard good things about Milo's in general.
Oh, Milo's is amazing.
You guys love Milo's tea.
They have it around here, but I don't usually drink tea anyway. But I've heard that Milo's is good.
If you're going to get pre-made tea, if you're not going to get a bag of Lipton tea, a box of Lipton tea bags and make it yourself, Milo's is the way to go.
You know, Barry, being an author, let me give it to you in practical ways. If you need a cold drink that is an effective caffeine delivery system, you want to go with, like, the Milo's, you know, instead of, like, going through a pot of coffee, but the extra sugar.
Or, just, you know, soda that's going to give you...
It's actual nah, that's not enough caffeine.
Right, I know. Tea is like... Tea is like...
Yeah.
Up there in caffeine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and it is good. I have never tried the extra sweet because I just don't... I get enough sugar with, you know, my strawberries and cream cheese icing French toast every day.
It's very strong.
So yeah, I get enough sugar with that.
Like I'm drinking water now. So listen, you know, to kind of leave on a note on private resort,
right?
You guys and you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know. Miss Benwick and Mr. Reese and myself are people of a certain age.
Yes, we are.
Can you imagine Tom Hiddleston having to do a sex comedy? How would he do compared to Johnny Depp's performance in this movie? I'm not saying like the same role, but I mean, could you guys see Hiddleston doing an American accent?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
like
I could see it.
A dumb sex comedy, and I think that I could.
I could, okay. The problem with Hiddleston doing a dumb sex comedy is he would not be able to keep the condescension out of his demeanor.
Right.
Yeah.
He'd make a great villain for these sex comedies.
That he would.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That he would. But that's the only problem is that there is no way he could keep the condescension out of his acting.
But could you guys see him in maybe like a Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh yeah.
Kind of thing, where he just goes the other way and he's just so intelligent or what have you, or so nerdy.
Right.
Let's face it, he's a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Oh, please, he's my kind of nerd though.
I could see him doing some of the roles that John Cusack did.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Oh, like Better Off Dead.
Yes.
And One Crazy Summer.
Yep, yep.
He's got a funny bone. You know, he's pretty funny.
He's absolutely hilarious, but one who's even better than Hiddleston as far as humor and comedy goes. Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth would be amazing in one of these movies.
Well, actually, and to throw that on the same vein, remember Robert Downey Jr. in Weird Science?
Oh, yeah!
The 80s movies that he did, where he was kind of starting out, and I could see Hiddleston doing, like, Weird Science.
Yeah,
probably not one of the nerdy kids, probably.
I could see Hiddleston being one of the dudes in the frigging bunker going, what the hell is going on with my computer?
Yeah, yeah. If you need a funny guy that's going to be an actual actor, then, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Character actor or just a personality.
Right. And, I mean, Hiddleston's done so much in so many different veins that, yeah, I can't think of a role that he couldn't pull off. Now, whether he would pull it off well or badly is a different question, but he could definitely pull it off.
I think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Oh, we are running up on our hour mark, guys. Not to put too fine a point on it. Yeah, I think we's done. However, before we go, absolutely check us out. Check out the blog. Depp Heads Hiddlestoners it's Depp Heads Hiddlestoners.com.
Yeah.
Or you can go through BarryReese.net, click on the link.
Yep.
We have our dedicated phone line. Call us, me or Carrie, Jen or Carrie One. We'll get back with you as long as you leave a name, phone number, and a region where you are located, so we don't call you at 3 in the morning and upset you.
Unless you want them to call.
Unless you want us to call at 3 in the morning and then just, you know, tell us that. But we have that phone line. That number is 765-681-7313. So if you don't like doing that, if you really want to go, well, nowadays it would be called old school, I guess, email. We have our email address, devheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. Other than that, you can find us on Facebook, Dev Heads and Hiddlestoners Group, Facebook. And what else? We've got Insta, when it works. We're on Instagram. When it works. When it doesn't, we're not. So, there you go. Anything else, guys?
I think it was fun to be here again, so maybe I'll drop in again in the future.
Good to have you, Barry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to try to keep getting him on the show, you know, when his schedule allows. So
My busy social calendar.
It's not the social.
I'm trying to talk you into doing a James Bond podcast.
Yeah.
He still wants you to do that.
It would be fun to go back and rewatch some of them. You know, I haven't seen any of the Daniel Craig ones, so.
Oh, God, the two of you actually start bonding over James Bond, and I'm out.
Classic sense, you could watch them and take something out of it, or you could miss it and take the same value out of it.
Gotcha.
All right, guys. Degenerates into another just not good podcast again, like we had, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that?
The last time I was on the show?
Yeah. When it degenerated into nothing but sex talk. Yeah, we're going to forego that by saying peace out. Love y'all.
Love and peace.
Peace and love. Later.